This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today's guest for the show is Wes Hornback of Purina. Wes serves as a cattle specialist for the company and covers the Great Lakes territory, which includes mid-Illinois. Wes and I discuss spring cattle nutrition and the importance of supplementing certain minerals when cattle are on fresh, green pasture this spring.
The main thing with spring turnout and spring green up is that we have a really good quality grass, but it comes with some deficiencies and some things that come into that. So we typically see lower magnesium in our spring grasses and a higher level of potassium in this growing grass as well. So when we look at a mineral supplement, we want to have something that matches up with what type of grass that we have out there. So we typically have a higher phosphorus level in that good growing grass because we've either just fertilized or that grass is growing very well. So we tend to have a lower phosphorus level in that mineral supplement. And then we have the high magnesium part of that combats some of the low magnesium in the grass. And in turn, with a high potassium level in that growing grass, we can hinder magnesium absorption. So we tend to have that level of high mag needs to be somewhere in that 10 to 12% on a 4-ounce mineral to help negate some of those effects that we have with spring grass. And the biggest challenges would be on spring calving cows that are milking pretty heavy at this time of year are probably the more susceptible groups, older cows and heavy milkers. Are typically what we see.
So is this something that can be put out, you know, as like a mineral tub or a block, or is it a loose supplement that you'd put in some sort of feeder?
Yeah, the main sources that Purina provides, we have our Wind and Rain High Mag mineral, which is a loose mineral that works very well on controlling intake and getting that target intake that what we're looking for. So with a lot of loose mineral out there, we have some intake fluctuations depending on type of mineral. If it rains a lot, like we've had in this last week, we can get a lot of rain, a lot of water in our mineral feeders, and that mineral can end up clumping up, and cattle will tend to refuse it at that point. And it's not necessarily because of the feed form. Now we get these big blocks and bricks that we're going to have to throw out because cattle just won't eat them. A lot of it comes back to the smell and the taste of that mineral. It actually becomes a little rancid when it gets some rain on it. Purina has developed a Wind and Rain Storm formula mineral that is a weatherized mineral. That water will bleed through, and we don't tend to have as much clumping. And we don't have that refusal from cows. So we have a little bit better quality mineral in front of those animals that doesn't affect intake. And we see a pretty consistent intake of that mineral across the board. So that's one product that we have. The other ones would be our Wind and Rain mineral tubs that we have in the high mag mineral as well. And those are more of a cooked molasses tub, so controlled intake on how much moisture is in the air. It softens that top inch layer, and that's what cattle can lick off of. And we tend to see about a 6 to 8 ounce intake range with our mineral tubs. So those are probably the two best options when it comes to a high mag supplement. And going from there, we don't really have any hand-fed type products. We do have a protein tub out there that's a 17% protein tub that has a high mag option in it as well.
Well, sounds good. A couple different things for farmers to choose from to put out for their herds. Something else you had mentioned to me, I was thinking more along the lines of what you just talked about with needing that magnesium supplement for the cattle, but you had pointed out that this is calving season right now for some herds, and then in turn also turning bulls out to breed those cattle again, and we have an issue with some of the energy rates of the cattle.
Yeah, so when you look at spring grass, it's a good quality grass, and there's a lot of nutrition there, but the problem is it's so washy and wet that a cow can only eat so much, and then her rumen gets full, and we can tend to run into a nutrient deficiency or an energy deficiency at this. Cow can only eat about 100 to maybe 150 pounds of total feed, water and everything together. So if we have that much and we have a 20% dry matter grass, she's really not getting enough to meet her requirements at that point. So what can end up happening at this time of year, we tend to turn out bulls and start with our breeding process. When we turn out cows to this new spring grass, we can almost see this energy decline in those cows. And if a cow is going down in energy, the last thing that she's thinking about is getting rebred. So in order to combat this, we can either try to slow down passage rate and get more out of this green grass by putting out some dry hay or some sort of hand-fed dry type supplement to help with that. We also have what we call Accuration blocks. It's a newer block that we just came out with. It's a high-fat block that will have more energy in it. And it is a drier block, 70% dry matter. They're probably not going to eat a lot of it because of nutrient. So intake varies based on nutrient quality of the grass. So if intake is high, it means that forage quality is low. At this time of year, we tend to have pretty good forage quality, so intake is still going to be probably around that quarter of a pound, but that extra added fat will give us a little bit more energy of that feed, and we can combat some of this energy decline or nutrient decline in those animals to help with rebreeding. So what I would say is either a hand-fed type supplement, something that's soy hull-based or something that's just going to give them more dry matter and a little bit of energy, or putting out a dry hay to help slow down passage rate, or even using one of our Accuration blocks to help with that as well. We've seen some good benefit of just keeping some sort of supplement out there during this green grass time so we can make sure our cows get rebred and stay in good condition.
And I believe there has been research done regarding this issue, and it's proven to that when you're giving the cows these things, it does help with the breeding and I guess you'd say conception rates.
Yeah, so the University of Illinois in the last 2 or 3 years here have been doing some research at their the Orr Research Center in outside of Perry, Illinois, that gives a little bit more in-depth study on this, on their group of cattle, and they've done a lot on just hand-fed supplements, soy hull, corn cob type based supplement that's more just dry matter, getting in front of those cows and slowing down passage rate and helping provide a little bit more energy into those animals. What we've seen some benefit out in the country of doing something similar to this, or doing something as just a dry hay bale out there in front of those cows. It's pretty interesting. You wouldn't think that those cows would eat too much of that dry hay, but they end up going to it pretty well, and that will definitely help slow down passage rate of that grass. They get a little bit better absorption and utilization of that green grass out there, and we can see some benefits there as well. So the Accuration blocks will fit into this pretty decent as well, just because of that high-fat piece, getting a little bit more energy into those animals and keeping that utilization of that hay up and going.
Cattle specialist for Purina, Wes Hornback. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.